companies losing billions each year, and it's all because of, you guessed it, bad training. Billions. Makes you wonder what could be done differently, right?
Well, that's what makes this story about Hotter Shoes so interesting.
And what's really interesting is, you know, they're not some Silicon Valley startup. They make shoes. Comfortable shoes, at that.
Right.
The UK's largest shoe manufacturer, in fact.
Exactly. But they had this challenge. How do you train hundreds and hundreds of employees when they're all over the place geographically? I mean, we're talking 700 employees, 76 locations. That's like from Ipswich to Cornwall to Glasgow. Talk about a logistical nightmare.
Yeah, and it wasn't just a quick, here's how to work the cash register kind of thing. This was a whole program, Next Steps, they called it. Really wanted to give their employees the tools to, well, okay, before we go any further, did they also come up with super heroes? Because if so, brilliant.
They did. And it's, you know, it's a bit cheesy, sure, but it shows they get it. You can't just throw facts at people and hope they stick. You got to make it fun, right?
Right.
Engaging.
Makes sense. So how'd they pull it off? Couldn't have flown trainers all over the UK, could they?
Nope. This is where it gets really interesting. They teamed up with this company, Web Anywhere, and they built this whole system, a learning management system, an LMS.
Okay, now I feel a little lost. What exactly is an LMS in plain English?
So imagine a digital campus, but it's all about Hotter Shoes. That's essentially what an LMS is. In this case, they use something called Totara Learn. It's where employees go to do all things training-related, courses, tracking progress, you name it. And the best part, no matter where you are, you're plugged in.
So no more like, I don't know, dusty training manuals or relying on word of mouth between shops.
Exactly. But here's the thing. Hotter Shoes, they didn't just settle for a cookie-cutter LMS. They worked with Web Anywhere to make it their own. Branded it, made it super easy to use, even for staff who weren't, you know, super tech savvy.
Smart move. But a fancy platform is useless if it doesn't work, right? How did they know this new system was actually making a difference? So did it work? Did this fancy new system actually help?
Well, they asked their employees, right?
Yeah.
And you know what they found? Way happier with the training. Go figure, who wants to lug around a big manual?
Right. But were they actually, you know, better at their jobs? That's the real question.
Oh yeah, big time. Knew the products inside and out, which means more sales.
Music to any company's ears, right? But how'd they measure that? Was it just like, oh yeah, I feel like I know more stuff now? Or was it more concrete?
Oh, they had data coming out their ears. Remember how we were talking about Totara Learn and how it's all centralized? Well, that means they can track everything. Build quizzes right into the system.
Sneaky. I like it. So they didn't have to wait for like those yearly performance reviews to see if anything was sinking in?
Exactly. They knew what was working, what wasn't, all in real time.
That's amazing. It's like, imagine being able to fine-tune training as you go based on how people are actually doing. That's powerful.
Exactly. See a bunch of people tripping up on the same thing. Time to rework that module.
It's like a continuous feedback loop, but for learning. What I find really cool about this is that, well, Hotter Shoes, they're a shoe company, right? Not exactly what you think of as a tech-first kind of business. But they totally embrace data in a big way.
And that's the thing, right? Data isn't just for the big tech giants anymore. It's for everyone.
Totally. Okay, but let's be real. Changing how you do things, especially in a company that's been around for a while, it can be tough. How'd they get everyone on board with this new system?
That's where Web Anywhere really earned their keep. You know what I mean? They didn't just hand over the software and peace out. They were there every step of the way.
So like hand-holding and pep talks, tell me more. So they had like a built-in support system right from the start.
Yeah, they weren't just thrown into the deep end. Web Anywhere did a bunch of training with Hotter's internal team.
So they had people on the inside who knew the system.
Exactly. And these guys, they became the go-to experts for their colleagues. Remember those superheroes we talked about? That's them.
Ah, so they had their own internal cheerleaders who really got it. That's smart.
It made a huge difference.
Did you know this wasn't just about the tech, right? It was about changing how they thought about learning in general.
100%.
Okay.
Hotter Shoes realized that, especially in retail, things change fast. You got to keep learning or you get left behind.
And not just for the company's sake, right?
Right. It's about the employees, too. Growing, getting better at what they do. Everyone wins.
It's a good lesson for any company.
Totally. This whole thing, it just shows how important it is to, you know, keep learning. It's not a one and done thing.
So like training should be a journey, not just a destination. I like that. So for everyone listening, what's the big takeaway from all of this? What should they be thinking about?
Well, first off, Don't be afraid of technology. You don't have to be a tech company to use it. Look at Hotter Shoes. A little creativity can go a long way.
It's about using the right tools for the job.
Exactly. Second, don't just throw technology at a problem and hope for the best. You need a plan. You need support. And you need to be ready to adjust as you go.
So it's not just about working hard.
It's about working smart.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And lastly, find a good partner. Someone who gets you and what you're trying to do. Like Hotter Shoes and Web Anywhere, they were a great team.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Now you're getting it.
So, big question to leave everyone with. What are your next steps? What can you do starting today to create a culture of learning in your own world?
It's a question worth asking.
It really is. And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive. Thanks for joining us. Until next time.